And if you would, fellas, put up Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. And this is going to go in, I believe, really good with our decision to pray over the wallets and purses tonight. And just for the sake of everybody, if you feel like you've ever had your put your purse or wallet on this altar and it helped you, put your hand up. Okay. It is definitely a powerful force, and I have been longing to do that and pray. I brought my wallet. I just went in and thought maybe tonight would be a good night, and it is a good night. Any good night is a good night. Speaking to one of the seven churches, the church at Philadelphia, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, "These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, he that shuts hold, I've set before you an open door." I think you should listen. I think you should take this very personally tonight. This message has been on my heart for several weeks now. This is when the Lord wanted it to be shared, and they're now being recorded, and he knew who would be here. And he wants you to take a word of encouragement tonight that there's going to be an open door for you. Token, I want you to think in your life, to thine own self be true. Is God closing some doors in your life that you should just let him close? Think about that. And I think the worst thing is many people, they don't understand spiritual things, and you might not know what the heck's going on in your life. And we're going to pray about that tonight. Because God fully wants you to understand him and how he works. And so let's just go on with these thoughts for just a minute. For you've had a little bit of strength, and you've kept my word, and you've not denied my name. He that continues in my word, John 8, 31 and 32, they're my true disciples. They're my true children. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You know, my generation, we wanted to be free. And we thought some of these wild things that people can do would make you free, and they didn't. They made us confused, messed up generation in many ways. But he that the Son sets free is free indeed. And there are doors that God wants to open in your life. He's opening. And you have to be able to see the signs of the doors. Open and closed doors. You have to understand how the spirit world works, because that's where the living word of God is. Hebrews 4:12 says that the word of God is living and active. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. And here's where the open and shut doors come in. It's able to let you know what's of the spirit and what's of the flesh. See, we don't want any of the flesh to come forth and be a leading, guiding factor in our lives. We want to be led by the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. See, and we should set ourselves to know some of these things so that we can have a better life. Because thus saith the Lord, I want you to have a better life. Well, I've already got a great life. I want you to have a better life than your great life. How many of you got all the good you need? How many of you could use a little more great life? Okay. Me too. Me too. And I'm not complaining. And I've had a great 69 years. My gosh. What a ride it has been. Up and down and in and out. God's promotion. God's correcting. God's loving me and God forgiving me. Forgiveness is a part of the life of a believer, and he's very interested and willing and desiring to forgive us every day. We have to remember him and do the things that bring about forgiveness. But we're talking about open and closed doors. And he who shuts and no man can open. Sometimes you may come to a time in your life, all of a sudden there's something different. And you have to ask yourself, Lord, is this a door that you have closed? Sometimes opportunities dry up. Sometimes things happen and they disappear. And because the time for them, according to the wisdom of the Father, it's time for those things to be over. Think about that. Other times, there are blessing doors and many other kind of opportunity doors and guidance doors that God has opened, and we're not sure. We just get an inkling that something's different, and we should ask our Father in heaven, Lord, is this an open door for me? You know, like never before in my life in the last 2 years, with this COVID and these many problems that our country has and the whole world has, I said, are we in the tribulation or close, getting close to the tribulation period? And just for me, I feel like we are. I believe that we are in the end time events. These events are not just happening in America. They're happening in the world. You know, the whole world went into a relapse in the last 2 years. Great strides that were made. Many people lost that. Many young people are very lost right now. I'm dealing with some teenagers that are very, very, very lost because they're shut in. They don't know how to handle this. Their teachers don't know how to handle this. Their parents don't know how to handle this because we've never had this happen before in our entire lives to be dealt with like this. This what we've been doing is what sci-fi movies were made up, wearing the mask, the outbreaks, and all those different names of different movies. And it was like they were a precursor to the terrible things. And there are still people in Arkansas passing away every day from this deadly, deadly disease. And either that or they're lying to us, but I know some people have died. Does anybody in here know anybody that's passed away because of this COVID? Yeah. It's a terrible, and it's not from God. You know, God predicts things and foretells things that he didn't cause. He just knew they were going to happen. And in the New Testament and in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis even, he begins to tell us some things about Christ, the Messiah, the Christ, the Savior. In the first few chapters and all the way through the Bible, because none of this is catching God by surprise, and he wants to help you. You need to understand there's things that's happened to you that God did not cause. You just have to understand that and believe that. So we're here in Revelation 3, chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. And we're talking about open doors and closed doors, which is a part of your earth walk. Every one of us, every true believer that loves God, part of your life is the doctrine of open doors and closed doors. It's something basic, and it's easy to see if you look at certain things that are important and pray over things like this. Because I'm asking you to pray for your life. I'm asking you to pray for your family. any minister wants their hearers and their congregation to have a good life. Because if we can't give you a good life, what's the sense of doing all of this? But you know, we're doing exciting things here that some of them nobody else is doing, and we're having a blast. And there's some things that are coming up. They're already a done deal, but we're not going to talk about them yet. We'll leave that to Pastor Jeremy and Pastor Kelly. There are some really cool things that are coming up. You're going to love. What do they have to do with? Broadening our tent stakes, getting bigger, being more effective. Today we hooked up with Pulse Temple and Pastor Moore. We love him, and he is now part of our food program a little bit. He came today, and some of his people from Gray Rock have been coming. And I love those people, and I hope you do. And God just wants to do so much, and he wants to give us so much joy. And much of our joy comes when we get involved, when we realize I am saved to serve, that I could serve, and it will bring me joy and happiness that a good shopping spree at JCPenney's, which is about to close down, won't give you. Amen? Amen. Well, let's go on to another verse. If we could, let's go to John chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. And we're talking about open doors. We're talking about closed doors. There's no such thing of the concept of doors without Jesus Christ, the Messiah in the Hebrew, the Christ in the Greek. Both of those were names mean the anointed one. The only way in, the only way to get an in with heaven, with God. And this is Jesus speaking to us, and he says, I am the door. He wants you to understand he is the door. He is the door we should be seeking. The word says, from henceforth, you won't ask anything in my name, but you'll ask of me, but you'll ask of my Father in my name. That is a basic formula. I hate to use that word, but that's what works. If we approach God like he says, his disciples came to him and said, Lord, teach us to pray. As John taught his disciples to pray, and he said, all right, when you pray, say, our Father. See, pray to the Father in the name of the Son, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth in me as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread. And that has to do with guidance from the Lord, not just physical food, but spiritual food. And forgive me my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me. And lead me not into temptation, but deliver me, in the original Greek it says, from the devil. Deliver me from the devil, because be sober and vigilant. Your enemy, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion every day, seeking whom he can devour. And if you whom resist steadfast, if you resist him, I had to tell somebody yesterday, you have more power than the devil. You know, well, I feel like I'm being worn out. Yeah, but the thing that is if you'll resist the devil all the way as much as you can, you'll wear the devil out. Because greater is he that's inside of you than he that's in the world. Who's in the world? Jesus called Satan the god of this world. Small g. And one who was already convicted. He's the biggest loser in all of creation in this way. He's the only one that we know by name. He is definitely going to the lake of fire. And I'll be glad when he goes there. He deserves it with all the people he's hurt and destroyed. And if you feel like that, you're not bad. I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Go in and out. You can be with the Lord. You can be with the Lord every day as much as you want to be with him. In Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, I believe, chapter 5 and verse 18, it says, pray without ceasing. There's a level of prayer. It's just fellowship with God, where you're just with him all the time. And you will, not only will you go in and out, but you'll find pasture. He leads me beside the still waters and the green pastures. The pastures are the good things that you can have in your life, in the material world, in relationships. Believe it or not, God has relationships for you. And some people, hear me. If there's a shut door, stop banging up against it. If there's an open door, try to enter into it. Because God loves you. And this sounds terrible if any man was saying this about himself. But God really knows what you need. And God superiorly knows what will make you happy. And I can remember my first prayer to the Lord when I was lost. I said, God, if I could have anything that I wanted. See, I thought I had everything that my generation said would make me happy. And it didn't make me happy. It made me totally crazy. It didn't help me at all. And I remember at my mother's kitchen table at 1765 Cathay Drive in the summer of 1971, I said, Lord, I'm so messed up. I'm so confused. If you granted me three wishes, I wouldn't even know what to pick. It would take this hurt out of my life and the sense that I'm a failure and the sense that this is not it. This is worldliness in mass, as much as you can have. You know, there's pleasure in sin for a season, and it's a short season. Sometimes things will burn you out. Drugs, sex, and rock and roll will burn you out. And I have nothing against rock and roll. I love it. But the message behind worldly rock and roll, do you agree with me? You understand that? Does anybody just hate the beat of rock and roll? Well, if you do, it'd be okay. But, and you know what? In a moment, I was changed. And I began to feel better about everything. I really did. I got a Bible. And I locked myself in my room for many months. And I read that Bible, so that Bible began to read me and make me understand where I had failed and why I was hurting so bad. I was hearing voices. I was answering those voices back. I had spiritual, demonic problems. Everything I touched turned to blah. It just didn't work. And the things that my generation said would make me happy did not. See, true happiness, everlasting joy, does not come from another person because we're all imperfect. It just doesn't. And that's the only level, that's the biggest level of our music and our movies. It's all about finding the right guy and finding the right girl. And it's just not true. See, you just have, and because of that, many times we sing the B.B. King song, the thrill is gone, and we go on to the next one. And that doesn't help either. And then we get on a spiral. But God has doors in your life. Can you think of something in your life right now? Well, maybe there's an open door. Can you think of something in your life tonight? Can you be that honest with yourself that maybe God is closing some doors and many different things, many different ways? The thief comes not but for to steal, kill and destroy. But I've come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. Now, that's the truth. And that includes a good measure of you can have things, material things. They're not bad unless they have you. I recently watched a documentary where Johnny Cash said I was taking pills at first. I was taking pills until pills were taking me and just ruined his life. All just in many ways, he had many relapses. And he loved the Lord. And he just had a lot of things and challenges to overcome. But you just have to decide in your heart, there are certain things they're just not going to make you happy. If you can get to that place in your life, that will help you so much. Say, God, show me the things where you're closing a door or the door is closed. Show me the things where you're opening a door. And I just love when young people start degrees. We have several people in here, nursing degrees and different. I just think that's exciting that you think, man, I'm going to do something. I'm going to, and that's good. Or they start careers. And, you know, there's what's really wonderful. I think it's so wonderful when there's God-sanctioned relationships. And I believe this couple right here, I'm going to say it right now, I believe that's of God. And I prayed about that for a long time, and I watched the fruit of it. You will know by the fruit that it bears. See? And it says of false prophets, false teachers, false, you'll know them by the fruit that they bear. So I think one of the things that's more challenging, because people, they want to be in a right relationship, and that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing to want. But sometimes they get stuck with a soul tie where Satan has a demon tying your soul to somebody else's soul that's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt. It's not going to be commensurate with your salvation. And it won't pay off in the end. But you have to decide those things. Nobody, no man or woman of God or your mom or anybody else, your dad can make that decision for you. But they can sure see. Mom and dad, if you see your kids in anything bad, pray for them. And if you can talk to them about it if they'll let you. But if not, pray for them. Because God wants everyone in this room is special. And every one of you, he wants happy. That's just the truth. He opens doors. Nobody can close them. And he wants you to go through those doors. Don't be afraid to do that. You know, there's some things for the last couple of years that Pastor Jay and Pastor Kay, opportunities have been opened up for them. And they had to have the faith and the assurance that that was of God. And boy, we have some wonderful things have happened and are about to happen, and in your lives too. And then those closed doors, if you really feel like I've got a closed door, I want you to do something for me right now. If you could say to me, and nobody has to stand up, if you all got this, just peachy keen, well, then that's, I don't have a problem with that. But if there's anybody in here that would say, God, the Father, in Jesus' name, I'm having a little trouble with open and closed doors and understanding which is which. I want you to help me more. And I want you to make this word sink inside of my heart and produce fruit in my life. If there's anybody like that, stand up and we'll pray. Whatever we do, we'll move on right away. All right then. Honest people who can find. Father, in Jesus' name, for everybody that's standing, Lord, help them, God. They're wanting to be guided by your Spirit. They don't want to have another bad decision. Going to another job that didn't fit, another relationship that didn't fit. They just want what you want. Help them, Lord God. It took a lot of courage and faith for them to stand up. Help them, Lord. Help them in Jesus' name in a way that only you can, because, Lord, you're very special and you have the ability to show us the open and the closed doors in our life. Everyone said amen. You may be seated. Now, we're going to take communion, but I'm going to give you a moment, and this is not a mandate. This is just an invitation. If you believe in the power of praying over your wallet or your purse, bring your wallet or purse to this altar. If we can get them all on this one, just bring them here. And if you've just got so much you don't need anymore, or you've got it all figured out, I don't have a problem with that. To thine own self be true. Help us, God. Angel, do me a favor. See my wallet? Just put it on the altar with everybody else's. Oh, thank you. What a little sweetheart. Look at these little girls of Tanisha's. They are beautiful. You want to put there? You want to put that right there? Yes, that's good. That'll work. That's an understanding. Now, I want you to know, people have brought their wallets and purses up here because this works. Oh, I don't need that. I don't need it. Yeah, I think we do. Every once in a while, we do need help. And if you just got everything peachy keen in your, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if everybody came up or what, but this works. And we've been doing this for many years now. From time to time, we haven't done it in a long time. And